Neil Smithers, first win of the season, an excellent result today.
Yeah, with the start we had, guys, it's always important to get the 3 points. So it is nice to get that monkey off the back after a couple of games in to obviously get them points on the board.
Yeah, and no goals conceded either.
Yeah, it's important. I spoke to the players pre-season and said, you know, that we need to make this place a more difficult place to come, where people in the past didn't particularly want to come and play. And I think that hopefully, you know, solid performances like that will start making a bit of a reputation for the players.
It was. I was very impressed with the hard work that everybody did today.
Yeah, and again, that's the ethic that we are trying to instill as a team, as a club, that we have to do all them nasty things and the horrible things of the game, and then the quality that we've got will hopefully come through. But you know, it'll take a little bit of time. So it's important to have them foundations in place, which is hopefully what we're setting at the moment.
Going off the subject slightly, Christian Deutsch signing for Bolton Wanderers.
Fantastic. You know, obviously I was here, Kev and A's, when we brought him to the club. Absolutely delighted for him. I still touch base with him now and again, spoke to him last night. Fantastic. You know, I'm so pleased for him. Nicest guy you'll meet in football. Hard working, very humble, so I wish him absolutely all the best.
Another thing about your own personal football career at present, I understand you have several of the girls from the Welsh squad who played last night attending Coleg Cymoeth, where you're head of sport.
Yeah, so we at our Stranraer based campus, we have a lot of the 16, 17, 18s and 19s who come through, so they come into us, they train then once, twice a day, and fit that alongside their study. So it was nice to see, not just last night, but obviously it was televised, to see a lot of the girls get into the full cap stage. But also, you know, we've got a lot of players in the years below, so it'll be nice in a couple of years' time to see them come to fruition as well.
That's great to hear. And going back a few years, you were a former student at Cardiff Met.
Yeah, we are going back a few years there, Guy. Yeah. Again, love my time there. Really good experience football-wise, and obviously getting my degree down there. Really well set up. Christian's obviously come in over the last couple of years and done a fantastic job there. You know, they're a good team. So again, that makes the result even more pleasing. But yeah, you know, a great part of my life. My experience at Cardiff Met is probably very different to what these boys experienced, especially on the bar on a Friday night.
Yeah, lovely. We appreciate what we get from university. It's
absolutely
not just the academic side, isn't it?
No, absolutely not.
I had a quick chat with Lewis Baldwin. He said he'll be fit for next week. Hopefully he'll be included in the match day squad, he said.
Perhaps, who knows? Yeah. Lewis says a lot of things. Yeah. He's a valuable member of the squad. You know, he trains, he comes to games and puts the hard work in, and when he's fully fit and has got some minutes under his belt, you know, he'll be a player who'll come into contention and hopefully push the players currently in them holes a little bit further, and the performance levels will go up.
And that means you and Danny drop down the pecking order.
I didn't say that, but I think the pecking order has gone as far as I'm concerned, Gas. So happily so. I'm glad I played in the mud and the dirt, not on the 3G.
Hey, congratulations on the 3 points today. Excellent performance. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, guys.